Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Are we happy with the suspensions from the weekend? So we'll talk about Kikau first. Copped a fine and he's free to play in the grand final. Now, just to be clear, guys, as well, I'm pretty sure grand final system is slightly different to normal footy. I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, for Kikau to miss a grand final for that would be absolute insanity. And I know there's going to be someone that goes, well, hang on, what about Isaac Luke 2014, rah-rah, and look, two wrongs don't make a right, baby. Two wrongs don't make a right.
No one was happy about that then.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So it's just like, just because he got the bad end of this, you know, do we do that? Do we mistreat everyone going forward because he got fucking the wrong call?
You look back to that grand final, Matty, both hookers were suspended, weren't they?
Ennis injured? Mick Ennis had a broken foot, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, you went into that game without your two starting nines, like...
And you won this one. But
I
feel sorry for
Isaac. Do you think it's crazy that Abbey Coruscant was our hooker in the grand final?
Pretty, yeah, shit guy to bring in. He's now in his third grand final. What a fucking sliding doors moment going to Panthers.
Mate, he was signed, sealed, delivered to Canterbury.
Yeah, I remember. That was like one of the rare times where I posted the wrong, like I posted he was at the Bulldogs and then it flipped to the Penrith and I was like, fuck, I'm going to look a dickhead.
by the way, it's his fourth grand final.
Third in a row. Yeah. Third in a row. And you know, it's like, you know, Manly, what a sliding doors moment for Manly because they thought they had Nasi Fainu coming through, which he was a gun. So they actually moved up beyond Manly. You sit there going, oh my God. Like you moved up beyond. Crazy. Anyway.
Like imagine that team with Appy.
I know. With Tom Dravojevic around the ruck and Appy Coruscant. Holy shit. Now, kick out fine, but he's free to play. Look, yeah, was it stupid? Like, what are you doing shoulder charging? Okay, yeah, Campbell Graham's got broken ribs, and is Campbell Graham the toughest man alive? Yes, he is. But I don't think he should miss a grand final. What do you reckon, boys?
Yeah, I don't think he should miss it. I'm happy to listen to everyone's arguments why he should, and I probably can't put together a fair argument why to disagree with you, but it's a grand final.
It's a grand
final. One of the best players there.
Like, did he? I've always said, like, for example, if Milne, like, let's say Rabbitohs made it, Milne's one, I would be like, no, he should not play the grand final. Because that was like so egregious and so bad that that's where I go that, but anything that's like, you know, did anyone, you know, really get that hurt? Kind of accidental, like, yeah, he had his arm kind of tucked, but it wasn't, you know, that's where I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with it. Whereas, like, put it this way, if he had a shoulder charge and hit his head, then I probably would say, no, he should miss a grand final. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, the NRL made that big change mid-season, about June, around the grading of charges and punishments for around finals and Origin, and they had the separate representative sheets to what they did NRL in general. And the big one they did was that grade one and grade two charges, kickouts was grade one, but for certain charges that were grade one and grade two, they'd push towards fines rather than match suspensions. And thank God they did. Like, I think it probably came 10 years too late, but at the same time, you know, they rectified it, they made the change. Because to see him wiped out of a grand final would just be awful for the individual, for the club, I think for the rugby league fan who, you know, this is the stage where the game is watched by so many millions of people across the world. We need our best product out there and we want it out there. Like, So for minor charges, I think it's fantastic that they've made these changes to allow them to play, and absolutely Kikau should be playing in the grand final.
Now, Taumalolo, looking at 3 weeks, I've got to ask you the hard question, Guru. If Cowboys make the grand final, does he get 3 weeks?
I knew the question and I knew the answer. No, he'd be playing.
He'd be playing. There's no... come on. Come on, guys. Come on. You know Taumalolo will be playing. There's no way the NRL will stop Taumalolo from playing a grand final. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Imagine the media circus around
Oh, my God.
Slater that year around his shoulder charge just enormous.
And then when you look, when you think about what the Slater one, like there was no head contact. It was just a shoulder charge trying to save a try.
So, yeah.
It's like, bruh, we're missing grand finals for that. Come on, give me a break.
Taumalolo's
hit his head.
Yeah, I think he'd have missed.
He'd miss.
I would have been absolutely gutted, but a late shoulder charge to the head, like, how do you sugarcoat that and get him off it? It's really, really hard.
I reckon they would have found a way.
I reckon they would have found a way.
Yeah.
How can you go from 1 week, like, suspending a guy next year to a bloke missing out? I know where you're coming from, though. Like, it was...
Yeah, on paper, if it was round seven, there's not a hope in hell he's playing round eight.
I even know where you're coming from in regards to, like, it was late, it was a head high, and you could make an argument it was a shoulder charge. I'm too big of a fan of Taumalolo. I'm okay with. I know I've got a bias where if a player there's not many players I don't like, but if a player I didn't love as much did it, then I probably would say, mate, there's no way you can play.
I would let him play because I'd be like, screw it, it's a grand final.
Yeah.
I can catch on the best players out there, but I'm not on the judiciary, so I reckon they would have seen it differently.
Imagine the circus. What do you reckon, Matty? You reckon the NRL letting him play?
Absolutely no chance he would have missed the grand final. You know what? When it happened at the time, we were watching it, me and my mates at the pub, and we said it at the time. We're like, if Cowboys win this, he'll play. If not, he'll get suspended.
Yeah.
Didn't know it'd be 3 weeks, but...
Well, in my notes, I wrote, he's lucky he's not sent off. It was late into the head.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
But... Well,
yeah. If it was prior to the changes coming mid-season, they couldn't get him off, I don't think. But with the changes coming in...
Because you put him at grade two?
Yeah, they put it at grade two and they go, big fine. They could have twisted that.
Yeah.
So maybe you could have.
Now, here comes a worse question then. You know, playing for your country means a lot. This guy changed the international game by taking a massive sacrifice, playing for Tonga. He's a huge part of one of the biggest victories in World Cup history, World Game history. Should he serve his suspension in the NRL or should he serve it in the international game? Because now at the moment he's going to miss 3 games for Tonga. I don't know.
Mate, I think Jared Rea Hargraves, he's got a 5-week ban, does he, or a 3-week or something going into this World Cup. You see that he's allowed to use one of his suspensions as a New Zealand versus Leeds game, one of their trial games.
Fuck.
It's a fucking farce. What is that? That is ridiculous. Like,
if you're Tonga, do you just have a fucking random hit out?
Yeah, I'm taking on the Mascot Jets this weekend.
Just have a random hit out and say, we're going to play.
Yeah.
Game of fucking tag.
I've always thought this. I reckon it should all be different. Like, for example, in Origin, if you spear tackle someone in Origin and it's worth like 4 weeks in the NRL, you should cop like a 1 or 2 match Origin suspension, but it doesn't affect your club. On the other side of things, if you get suspended for the Roosters and you spear tackle someone, you should get suspended for the Roosters games, but be able to play Origin. I think it should be completely different, but they should somehow like grade it where like if you get 6 weeks in an Origin game, you're not going to get suspended for 2 Origin series. I don't know. It'll be a complete overhaul, but I just reckon it should be different. And then states and clubs don't get punished for something they didn't even do in their game, and countries as well.
The thing I'm just surprised about, I could have probably copped 2 weeks for Town Malala international games. Mm. Misses the first two games. You know, the first two games in the World Cup, like,
you know, there'll be a trial in there as well, so he'll only miss the first.
He'll miss the first, really. It's 3 weeks that I'm like, whoa. If I'm Tonga, I'm scrambling to get a
100%
warm-up game. Honestly, I'd almost play two. Because A, they need it anyway. They haven't played together. And B, then you got your best man that literally can win you the whole thing. Good to go.
Surely there would be clubs in England begging to take trials against these sides
Surely. Even, mate, I mean, you'd have to think so. Now, Milne, he's looking at 6 weeks. Look, I think this is fair. This was like really silly, really, really silly stuff. Now, I know no one goes out there intentionally to, injure people, but you can also do you can do a number of things that reduce the chances of something like that happening. I think 6 weeks is fair. I think six. What do you reckon, boys?
Yeah, no, I agree. Pretty bang average from Tane, unfortunately. He's he's a good player, but he has got these things in his game. I mean, you have a look at this final series. He's played three games. He's been sin-binned twice and sent off once. He's a fucking winger. Like, it's impressive.
Put it this way. If that was a one-off and for the rest of the year he was just normal winger, I could chalk it up to it's not really part of his game, just happened.
Yeah.
But when he, being sent to the bin twice in a game, you go, he's clearly got a part of his game that is too aggressive. And, it's not even aggression. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for the people that he's doing it to. So
It's the literal definition of going down swinging.
Yes, like going out of the final swinging when your team's down by, 12 points in an elimination final. There's two blokes on him anyway. He needs
just
to learn
too, because he's come so far in his
so
career.
Far.
Like he's been a journeyman for so long. He's fallen in and out of the game, and he can play Tane. I don't think anyone's pushing back on that. But then you get these little things that happen, and they can just be so costly. Like, he's going to miss an entire World Cup now. I'm pretty sure that they would have considered playing him in the 13. Like, he would have been key for.
He was one of their best players when they last played.
He was great, and
I agree with you. It's sometimes you're your own worst enemy. And unfortunately, this situation, Milne is his own worst enemy because he has had an amazing year, so much so that he's almost like won the wing spot at the Rabbitohs. Like, you would say going into next year, he would have had that spot locked down. I thought he was outstanding the back end of the year. So I think he's going to go away in his off-season, sit down, have a real think, what does this add to my game? Doesn't really add anything to my game. I'm a winger. Like, at no point do wingers need to jam anyone. Like, it's great when we see Suoliti jam in and get someone. We all sit here and go, wow, how great. But does it really affect the game? No. Let your forwards take care of the rough stuff. Mm. You're there to make high-quality reads, score tries, and make metres. That's your job. Your forwards' job is to make metres and intimidate the opposition. Let them do that.
I said, like, he's come so far in his career. I just had a look through it. He's played 52 first-grade games. He debuted in 2016.
Mm.
He played 22 this year. So from 2016 to 2022, he played 30 games of first grade. Yeah. And now he's cemented himself in a red-hot side.
In
a prelim final, like a wing spot.
Yeah.
And then this, like, I don't know. But it's disappointing.
Hope he bounces back, though, because you're always happy to see a journeyman like that finally fulfill his potential, finally go... Or when I was growing up, when everyone said that I was going to be this, that, and the next thing, I'm finally that. And then, so hopefully he bounces back. Timmy, good with 6 weeks, not good?
Yeah, mate, it's pretty ordinary, that one, so I think 6 weeks is fair.
Mm. Maddie, what do you reckon, 1 week? Should have got off with a fine?
Yeah, give him a fine.
Give him a fine?
In all seriousness, as a South fan, this goes to the point before, I'd be completely happy if he served his 6 weeks round 1-6 next year and he was allowed to play the World Cup.
Yeah.
Would be completely fine with that.
Yeah. Oh, just
see, and this is where, like, obviously Tane, like, he would have got picked in the Fijian side, but let's say it was Cody Walker that was facing this. I mean, like, can the Kangaroos say, we would have picked him?
Yeah, that's when it becomes messy.
Yeah,
yeah, like, oh, yeah, we would have picked him, and it's like, oh, yeah, sweet. Like, it's just so messy. Greater minds have got to sort it out.
That Lindsay Collins, he served a one game suspension last night from the Prime Minister's 13.
He would have made it.
But, like,
please. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's but if messy. He didn't make it, would any of us have sat here and gone, "Hey, where's Lindsay?"
Yeah, you would have said he should have been in the Australian squad because he's yeah.
If Jake Simpkin would have got suspended in the last week and got a 2-week suspension and served it in the Prime Minister's 13, would we have all sat here and gone, "Oh no, fair enough"? Like you can still pick sort of players yeah. from anywhere in that. Like it's just a grey area.
That's what I'm saying. It's yeah. so messy. I don't know what the answer is because, like, if I'm being totally honest, I don't want Tamalolo to miss any games in the World Cup, and I want him to miss it next year. But you're right. Then it becomes super messy where certain players are going, well, I would have been picked, but I'm not going to play because, like, yeah, and so I want to miss it because I want to get back to club, whatever. I'm not sure what the answer is, so hopefully they can sort it out.
Like you had the old, was it Blocker Roach we were talking about the other day? Got suspended for the finals. I think it was 88 or 89.
He's a master. What a genius.
So he signed a contract to go to England to serve. Suspensions over there to get back in time.
That is a genius move, Blocker Roach.
I don't think it worked in the end, but he still went over there and apparently just sat on the beers for four weeks.
What a fucking... So good. That is so old school. But, like, it's such a footy player's, like, I'm going to outthink the room here. Yeah. I want to fucking go and sign a contract, serve it. Gets back, and it didn't work, and they're like, ah, oh, fuck. Well, oh, well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's fucking genius from Blocker. Fuck, that's great.
Serve my suspension while sinking piss in the UK yeah. for 5 weeks.
Oh, mate.
What a win.
oh, imagine the amount of piss he would have seen. Mate, like, it's... I always, like, I know some people, you know, they don't enjoy Blocker's commentary or whatever, but when I see, like, old warriors like that, I almost just go, you just got to respect him. You just got to go... Mate, what he did in the era he did it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like, he has earned the right to do so much that, you know what I mean? Like, he just, what he did in the era he did it, and you go back and you look at the battles that he had in arguably the toughest era. Like, and then we're not talking about, like, tough of, like, oh, yeah, he took some tough hit-ups. We're talking about you get dog-shotted at any time. Like, yeah, so I, again, I know some people, like, you know, struggle sometimes with his commentary or whatever. I think he can be quite funny sometimes. Like, that... Talk about an old-fashioned stiffy. That was fucking gold from the great Block.
The other thing about Blocker, and I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of him on commentary, but, mate, at least he is who he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like, you can go I've just seen him talking in other interviews, podcasts, and just around rugby league. Like, he's the same person whether he's on camera or off camera.
What I like about Block is, like, and I don't know him as a person, but to further your point, there's no malice in the... Like, he seems like a good bloke. It's just talking footy. That's his opinion. You agree with it or not, fuck, whatever.
Breaking news. Not really news, because we all knew it was going to happen. I'll make a post now. Raiders have re-signed Tarpany until the end of 2027. It's just become official.
Speaking his desk just move or what?
Yeah, speaking of good old-fashioned stiffies.
Jesus Christ. Settle down over there, mate, Timmy. Hey? Fucking hell. Anyway, shout out to Block. Cheers, mate. Cheers, Block, you fucking legend.
I remember when my first year at New South Wales Rugby League, we were up in Port Macquarie for under-18s camp, and I came late. I was, like, with the staff, and it was, like, my first time, like, being with all these people. I was so keen. But I came late with Blocker and Paul Sirenan, so I had to go in, like, a beer round with them.
Oh, holy.
didn't survive the night. Didn't even survive the first few hours.
I'll tell you a funny story. So Block... they're on a podcast. I don't know who it was with. I think it was Matty Johns, maybe Paul Kent. And they were reviewing, like, my match-winning try against Para.
I heard this, yeah.
And he goes, Locke goes, mate, what an effort by Denon. You know, he wasn't really the quickest winger, but he got there in the corner. And I'm like, speed was literally my only fucking weapon. Like, I was like, speed was it. That's what I had. But that's what I mean with, like, you know, he's given me a rap. Like, it's not, he's not doing it maliciously. He's just he's just talking about the try. Yeah, it was great. I got there.
I remember listening to that and writing a text to you and then going, oh fuck it, he's going to hear it a million times anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I got it sent. It got sent to me everywhere. Like, hey, what about Block? Reckon you were slow. I was like, bruh, literally one state. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's no malice in Block. And one thing that I sometimes does frustrate me though is like, people should respect this man. Like, they should respect this bloke. He's fucking been through it. He has every right to have his opinion on anyone in the game, because he fucking earned it with his blood and his sweat. And that's sometimes I feel like that gets lost in today's kind of rugby league community. We don't respect the forebearers enough. People just talk shit about anyone. It's like, you know, you're fucking talking. This guy's a fucking warrior. Anyway, it's just my little rant for the day, boys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.